Making great pictures with a camera has never been easier than it is today. But the best photographs, the money shots, as the pros like to call them, will always favor those who take the time and put the effort into learning their craft. Learning to use a modern digital SLR camera with all its buttons, dials, and controls is a little like learning to drive a car. There's head knowledge that can be learned in a few hours. But they don't hand out driver's licenses to people with head knowledge alone. You have to demonstrate that your knowledge has been interpreted into skill through lots and lots of hands-on practice. Our goal in our time together here is to impart the kind of knowledge you'll need in order to begin and to succeed with your own personal practice regimen. It's possible to get the same instruction from books, but there are problems with that approach. One is that repetition is a great way to master photography's difficult concepts, and nobody wants to reread a book several times. This audio can be played over and over as many times and as often as needed. What's more, the typical camera how-to book tries to cover it all, leaving the reader overwhelmed with far more information than they need at the outset. Your camera's user manual is no different. How many pages does it have? 100? 200? I tell my camera students that user manuals are like dictionaries. They're great for looking things up, but not as a textbook for learning photography skills in the first place. There's just too much information that you don't need that gets in the way of learning the few things that you do need to lay a good foundation for your camera skills. Photography is a visual pursuit, to be sure, but it's also a cerebral activity that requires that we envision things that can't be seen. In this audio program, you'll be expected to do exactly that, and we think that, all things being equal, you'll be surprised at how much better prepared you'll be than your friends who learn from visual media alone. Finally, be sure to hear this. Photography's many skills can't be learned by simply sitting in a room where a program like this is playing in the background. It isn't entertainment. It's work. There'll be terms to learn, facts to memorize, and even a little math to perform. Now, is all that absolutely necessary? No, not if you're content using the automatic settings on your camera. But if you're determined to master the use of your camera's manual controls, to become a full partner in the process of making great photographs, then expect a certain amount of struggle, both to learn initially and then again when applying that knowledge in real-life circumstance. All right, are you ready to begin? Let's start out by having a look at the main tool that this is all about, your camera itself.